Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Well, hello there, and welcome, Joe Gigante, Regular Joe, with you here on this Tuesday. Now, a moment ago, and look, I know I probably shouldn't be, I certainly am not taking it personal, but it's just frustrating. John Kirby at one time was considered to be an honorable man, an admiral who served his country as best we know faithfully. Now, in his role as the professional mouthpiece for Joe Biden and company, he's made it clear he jumped the shark when he said to Bill Hemmer yesterday, "Oh, 100%, we're stronger and better than we've been." The question, can you argue that that American strength is better than 4 years ago? 4 years ago, there wasn't world turmoil. Nobody was trying to destroy Israel, at least openly, in the way they are. There wasn't an invasion in Ukraine. I mean, the geopolitical landscape has been nothing but unsettled because of Biden's weakness. His projection of weakness has destabilized the world. And you got John Kirby, who knows better, should know better, sitting there pitching that it's almost as good as Bidenomics. Now, it wasn't just there. Peter Doocy, they had a doozy of a doozy back and forth with John Kirby, cut number 8. Here he's saying, look, well, does Biden regret giving all that money to Iran?
Now that we know that the Iranians do not listen to President Biden's public warnings, is there any regret here about unfreezing billions of dollars for Iranian leaders during the president's administration?
What unfreezing are you talking about?
He unfroze billions of dollars.
For Iranian leaders?
Yeah.
Really? Well, I don't think so.
Okay,
so first of all,
it's for humanitarian purposes, but doesn't that...
But you don't believe me.
Well, no. Doesn't that free up money for them to spend on other stuff? Where do you get the money for an unprecedented number of munitions to fire at Israel?
So first of all, I'm betting if they're sitting in Tehran, they're taking it seriously when President Biden says he's going to defend Israel. We put skin in the game, a whole heck of a lot of it, and knocked almost everything out of the sky. So I'm betting they're taking it pretty seriously. And as for this unfreezing, none of those funds, funds set up in an account, by the way, by the previous administration, goes directly to the Supreme Leader, the IRGC, can only be used for humanitarian purposes, and we're watching that account very, very closely to make sure that that's what happens.
Except for the State Department testified last week that the money goes to terrorism before it ever gets to the IRGC. Same administration. In the stupid act, what? What do you think money, and he had to clarify, yeah, the money, so that gave them freedom to use other money to fund terrorism. And then he asked the best question Peter Doocy did. He said, well, then where'd they get all the money to buy these missiles? Notice he didn't answer that. Again, obfuscate, bridge and block, but never honesty or transparency.
The Regular Joe Show.